Welcome to Mindful Mommies Now, the lactation series, part 10. Growth spurts, changes in milk ejection reflex, things that you might encounter in the first 3 weeks of your baby's life. I'm Elizabeth Cashin. I'm an RN and an IBCLC, and I've worked with moms and babies for over 30 years. Thank you for coming to my podcast today, and I hope you'll find some things helpful. So I was trying to think of things that might happen in the first 3 months of a baby's life that might give parents some questions, if not concerns, and maybe some things to think about along the way. One of the first things that I thought of that happens with basically every baby is growth spurts. Growth spurts happen generally about every 10 to 14 days in the first 3 months of a baby's life, and they last about 2 to 3 days. So one example of kind of like an initial growth spurt, if you will, might be the day in the hospital or the birthing center where the baby wakes up and is more awake and alert and interested in feeding all the time, kind of having like a real surge of interest in learning. And that's generally after the first 24 hours. So kind of a baby wanting to power learn how to breastfeed even before there's a significant increase in the parent's milk volume. That baby is trying to learn what the job is because he or she is more awake and alert. So a growth spurt, whether it's on day 2 or it's on day 10 or it's moving forward into like the second month and even the third month of that baby's life, it looks like and feels like the baby wants to eat pretty much nonstop. It'll feel as if this baby just ate very, very well. And the parent might think, okay, time for me to put the baby down or hand the baby to a family member. And the baby is eating his or her hands, you know, just doing all the things that say, I still want to eat. And that can make you wonder, are you getting enough to eat? Well, in fact, if the baby is peeing, pooping, and if it's a baby that's, say, you know, a week or more or old and weight is going up rather than down, then you're probably looking at a growth spurt. So a growth spurt for a baby means that the baby is trying to tell the parent's body, I need your body to make a lot more milk as fast as possible because my body needs to grow fast right now. So the more often the baby is eating, as long as the baby is peeing and pooping along the way, the more milk volume should increase. So it's driven, milk volume is going to be driven by the hormones that are released from stimulation from a baby. And so baby's having growth spurts, eating what seems like nonstop for 2 to 3 days. Don't let that throw you. And especially don't be tempted to think, I might not have enough milk, therefore let's give the baby something else in addition to breastfeeding. That's not necessary, and in fact, that could decrease the amount of milk that you're meant to be making to accommodate for the growth that the baby is trying to achieve. So normal babies will have growth spurts, and it's just something to be aware of and helpful to know in advance. So keep that in mind. And as far as like growth and development goes, when babies are in the first 3 months of life or so, this is very, very normal. And it's about like the baby physically growing. And it's also about, you know, the baby wanting to make sure that he or she feels safe and secure. And, you know, I've got my parent, you know, available to me to tell me everything's good. And that happens even after 3 months. So when babies have milestones after 3 months, whether it's for a gross motor development or fine motor development stage, you might find that the baby that is learning how to roll over or pull up for gross motor development or is working on pincer grasp, things that just say, my brain is doing a lot more than just kind of day to day, but I've got a lot of busyness going on in my head, whether it's big movement or little movement, that may spur that baby to have what looks like another growth spurt or just frequent feedings. So frequent feedings on the baby side are not a negative thing. It's a good thing for moms and parents, and it is a really good thing for babies when they're doing that. So keep that in mind. Let the baby do what the baby needs to do. And you're just seeing that I know the baby is good because this baby is peeing, this baby is pooping, and we are meeting those milestones for growth and development just like we'd expect to. The other thing that I wanted to mention right now is we're talking about the baby and growth and development on the baby's end, but with the parent's body, the parent that's making the milk for the baby, the milk ejection reflex, the MER or letdown is what a lot of people have heard it referred to as, that also has to go through some maturing. So when you're newly delivered and you're noticing when my baby is feeding, I feel cramps, I feel sleepy, I feel thirsty. That's what milk ejection reflex or letdown is related to. You feel those physical things, but it also takes time for that reflex to mature, to grow up. So it kind of has its ups and downs, especially in the first 3 months after you've had your baby. And that has to do with your body not necessarily always letting down or releasing milk on both sides whenever, you know, you might just not be, you know, in need of having that happen. So it could happen without your being aware. That's when you hear people talk about how they needed to wear pads because they were leaking all the time. But not everybody leaks. Just saying, that's something that happens. But when it comes to changes in the flow and the force of your milk flow, that's still developing the first 3 months. And you might feel that you can tell when you've had your letdown. You might feel, it's kind of different for each person, but you might feel kind of a little bit of an ache or a cramp in your breast, and then there might be some flow. And it might be the first one that you feel might be the most intense, and there's likely to be several that follow that during the time the baby is feeding or you're pumping. But that's what it's going to generally feel like for most people. And for a baby, babies have to really kind of learn how to cope with the changes in that letdown or the flow or the force, how much is coming towards them quickly. And sometimes right around between like 4 weeks to 6 weeks or so, mom's milk ejection reflex is still maturing. So there might be still like a very forceful initial letdown of milk, but a baby that's at 4 to 6 weeks might still be getting used to the idea that, oh, I might need to catch my breath, and I've got to stay, you know, in pace with this flow that's coming at me. So often parents will say that their baby at 4 to 6 weeks acts like they're choking or they're sputtering. They let go and they cough, you know, during that time at the breast. They might be able to kind of stay at the breast and try to keep pace, but then you might even hear their stomach is rumbling and you hear a lot of noise down there when that's happening. So that's kind of a phase where the milk ejection reflex is maturing, but the baby is also maturing and dealing with changes in flow and the timing. So it's a period of time that works itself out, and there's some adjustments that you can kind of add into your routine to help along the way. One of those things really is to kind of just watch, you know, the baby during that time. Think about how your breast is feeling and how the baby looks and responds when there is that increased flow. Some people will even have their haka on the other breast while they're breastfeeding, and you can just see that the haka is filling, you know, with milk, as you can tell that the baby is trying to, you know, stay paced with the increased flow on the breast that you're feeding on. But anyway, one of the positions that might be a little bit easier for the baby is going to be if you lean back a little bit and have the baby more upright. So if you're, say, in a chair that has like a pillow behind you, if you just kind of lean back a little bit, bring the baby with you, almost as if the baby's then having to nurse like uphill rather than downhill. So there's like so much flow coming at the baby, say in like a cradle or a cross cradle. It would be easier if you didn't even really move the baby's body, but you yourself leaned back and then watched the baby to see, okay, it looks like she's being able to kind of, you know, stop the flow a little bit, maybe, you know, let go a little, but keep on at the breast and keep on feeding. So think about maybe repositioning yourself. Some people also find that if they've already been trying it and they're comfortable with it, that doing like a clutch or a football hold is easier to get the baby in more of an upright position. So, and I don't mean like, you know, getting the baby so that their chin is tucking in, because sometimes if you're in a football hold, baby's in a football hold, it can be easy to like have the baby up so high that on your body that the baby's chin tucks down to her chest, and that would hurt your nipple. That would slow the flow down, because it would, you know, have the baby kind of like grab and clamp a bit, but that would cause you some discomfort. So I don't mean that, but a football hold so the baby's still a little bit more upright, maybe even you lean back a little bit, and really just watch and observe. And just know that this is a phase where baby's learning how to cope with the increased flow and increased volume. Also goes along with growth spurts. I mean, the baby has wanted to have, you know, more volume. Now you've got the volume, but the baby has to figure out kind of how to deal with that. So if your baby is growing and peeing and pooping, then it's really going to be just, you know, something that takes a little bit of time to work out. But I would say probably in the weeks 4 to week 6 is where it becomes a little bit clearer that that's what's going on. It's a change that might make you go, what's with this? We were doing okay, and now we have the baby pulling off and sputtering or coughing. Or I would not say it has anything to do with like concerns or issues with that, you know, the R word, reflux. It's more, this is about development, whether it's the milk ejection reflex that's developing or the baby's ability to coordinate suck, swallow, and breathing. That's really what's happening right now. And that just kind of brings me to another point, that this is also a phase where you might have babies spitting up more. You know, babies do spit up. It's really, really common for babies to spit. And it's not, for the most part, a problem as long as the baby is peeing, pooping, and growing. And growing means, on average, 4 ounces to 8 ounces in a week. So if the baby is doing those things, spitting up is really part of being a baby to some degree, and it tends to be less of an issue once babies kind of move on into about the 6-month range. But spitting up can be a real concern. Nobody wants their baby to be in distress, and spitting up does make a baby in distress, especially if it goes up their nose. It doesn't feel very good. And if a baby spits up and it's, say, on a blanket or a cloth diaper or on their clothes, I would say really it looks like it's more volume than what it truly is. So, for example, if you want to kind of see what I mean, if you had like, say, take a cloth diaper or a blanket and just take, say, like, you know, a measuring cup that has maybe like a quarter cup measuring cup, and you know, put water in that and then pour that, you know, on a blanket or a towel or a cloth diaper. And, you know, you'll see it looks like a ton of fluid. It's really not. And if a baby is spitting up, say, like, you know, less than a handful of times in a 24-hour period and still peeing, pooping, and growing, baby is safe. You don't really need to start exploring anything to do with medications or, you know, worries about reflux, you know, short or long term. So just kind of keeping in mind, babies have growth spurts. It helps to kind of watch them as they learn how to pace as your milk ejection reflex matures, and positioning might help them take smaller swallows so they're less likely to spit up. The other thing that tends to help during this growth and development phase of, you know, babies and spitting up and things would be to Let your baby finish the first breast as well as possible, ending with that non-nutritive, like kind of rapid sucking, brief little pauses phase. Because if the baby can really move into that non-nutritive, like I've really had a great meal and now I'm slowing, and you can tell the baby is doing that flutter kind of sucking, brief pause or longer pause and then flutter, that during that period, it's really going to help with gastric emptying and the baby kind of calming and moving through a feeding, and then less spitting up as a result. So that might be helpful. And the other thing I wanted to kind of start to mention too is usually sometime in that first 3 months, parents are looking at pumping and saving milk for when they might be away from baby or going back to work. And typically the time to offer a bottle for the first time, if that's going to be a need, would be sometime between 4 and 5 weeks. So a baby at 4 to 5 weeks, a baby that's breastfeeding should have learned pretty well how to kind of get things started, what to expect with breastfeeding. And the parent should know how the breasts are doing pretty well by 4 to 5 weeks. And so having someone besides the breastfeeding parent offer a bottle of pumped milk, you know, small volume once every, like, you know, 2-3 days or so, might give the baby an opportunity to kind of see how they're doing with it. And you won't have to worry too much about a commitment to, you know, making sure this baby can really take a big volume every single time, but you'll see that the baby can do it. And then collecting the milk, like I mentioned, a haka, a lot of people use hakas and save their milk that way. And another way to do it is to breastfeed on the one breast, like I said, breastfeed really well on the first breast into that non-nutritive sleep phase, and then you could pump the other side and save that milk. And you can save fresh milk to fresh milk in your fridge before you'd put it away to freeze. And there are lots of great resources, as you probably already know, on the internet and on YouTube as far as how to pump and how to save your milk. But really, in the first 3 months, baby is going to really do a good job with growth spurts and establishing a good volume for you. You should, even if you're, you know, collecting with a haka or pumping occasionally, pumping for comfort if you need to, if you're overly full prior to a feeding or afterward, you should have enough milk to get you started for when you go back to work. You don't need to necessarily feel that you have to have 100 ounces in your fridge or freezer for when you go back to work. When babies are in the hands of the babysitter or daycare, the amount of milk that they take every 2 to 3 hours is going to be really more like about 2 to 3 ounces. So you really do need an amount of milk that you can realistically make during the time that you're at home with your baby before you go back to work without having to pump and pump and pump. So just wanted to put that out there and see what you guys think. And those are my thoughts for right now. I'm always looking for new ideas, but these are just some thoughts I had for people during the first 3 months and when you're at home with your baby, if you are going back to work. But that's what I'm here to offer right now. If you guys have any ideas, Mindful Mommies Now website is where I'm going to start collecting some more ideas from people who listen, and I appreciate you being here with me today. Thanks so much. I'll see you next time. Bye.